Much, and I do mean much, has been made of the fact that this is the first tax overhaul this economy has seen since 1986. 31 years, if you're counting, which is a long time in the life of an economy. Just think about what's changed since the mid-Reagan years, right? It's a long time in the life of a person, too. So we've called two people born the same year as the Reagan tax cuts, two people still relatively early in their working lives, to find out what they are expecting out of this bill. Catherine Unger Peer lives in Norwood, Massachusetts. That's north of Boston. Stephen Harrell is in Dallas, Texas. Thanks so much for coming on. Good to have you here.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Do me a favor, would you, Catherine, and you get to go first. Tell me a little bit about your economic self, would you, your economic life?
I work for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, so I have a fairly modest income. My husband works for a software company in Boston, so he has a little bit more money than I do. And together, we make approximately $120,000 a year or thereabouts. So we're doing pretty well for people in our age group.
Yeah. And do you feel pretty good? I mean, is your own personal economy doing all right?
For the most part, only just because we don't ever spend anything. So most economic or people might think that we're not doing our part, right?
Yeah. Well, we should say here you're expecting a baby, right? So your expenses are going to go up.
Yeah. So we're prepping for that and saving a lot of money for that.
All right. Stephen, same question to you. What is your economic life like?
My wife and I, we have three boys, ages 6, about to be 5, and just turned 3.
Wow.
And so my wife stays home with the three of them doing everything that they need to do. So she definitely works harder than I do, but does not get paid for it. So our economic life is that we are a single income family.
Yeah. At what kind of dollar level? Give me some kind of range.
Yeah, sure thing. So I actually looked it up for the 2016 tax return because I did not want to misrepresent.
Yeah.
So adjusted gross income for 2016 was $54,816.
For a family of 5.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling economically?
We feel a lot better than we used to. Graduating with an English degree in May of 2009 was not the best economic decision that anybody's ever made.
Yeah.
But the economy bounced back eventually, so we are feeling better than we have in the course of our marriage.
In a while, yeah. Catherine, how closely have you been paying attention to this tax bill and what it may or may not mean for your family?
I've been paying somewhat close attention to it just because I find myself in the minority of Americans and that I enjoy doing my taxes. I was definitely interested to see how this was actually going to impact us. So it looks like more or less the impact of this is going to be a wash for us. It's not going to be, you know, the huge tax cut that all the Republicans are saying that's going to be.
Stephen, you're smack in that demographic and that tax bracket where you should be seeing some good out of this tax overhaul bill. Are you feeling that? Are you banking on it?
Banking on it would not be the right way to describe it, I don't think. I've looked at it and I keep hearing about, you know, the lower middle class, like tax effects of it that would be positive. And I mean, as far as I can tell through the calculators and everything like that online, there's maybe a couple $100 extra in the child tax credit that is now refundable that wasn't before.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're talking $600 a year, $900 a year, I guess.
You both are young people, reasonably new to sort of getting by in this economy, right? You both have about a decade or so of your working lives behind you and probably another, you know, 35 to go. What do we do if this is the last tax overhaul for the next 31 years like it was since the year y'all were born? Catherine?
I think we'll end up in a little bit of a pickle just because so many of the current tax cuts are set to expire in the not so distant future just for deficit purposes. And so we'll end up paying more in taxes in the long run. So it seems unlikely that this is going to be the last one in the next 35 years.
Huh.
but maybe it is. And maybe we're just stuck with whatever we're currently making now.
Stephen, how much of a problem is it for you? Is it a problem at all that this bill adds $1.5 trillion to the deficit?
You know, deficits generally do not keep me up at night, but using deficits as a reason to go after and cut from social services and government programs that benefit the lower and middle class, that will be a problem.
Stephen Harrell in Dallas, Texas, Catherine Unger Peer up near Boston. Thank you both. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you. Thank you.